Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Good God, you're taking all this to beat the lowly White Sox. Like, why can't the Mets just hit? It is infuriating watching this team go at it offensively. And I know Soto's a little bit starting to come out of it. I'll be honest with you. And I've said this on SNY. I'll say it here again. I think I said this with you last week. My main focus, while it was nice to take two out of three from the Dodgers and win yesterday, my main focus is on one thing, and that is Juan Soto. Until Juan Soto, it's now Memorial Day. Memorial Day's come and gone. First real benchmark of the season. And Juan Soto was nowhere to be found. Maybe some signs here or there, some encouraging things, I guess. You'll know Juan Soto is back when you see him, and we have not seen anywhere close to what real Juan Soto is.
He's hitting .233, dude. I mean, it's unfathomably off for him.
What's the OPS
771,
right now?
Below .800. You know, it is very, very strange. It's very, very unexpected. And the longer this goes on, the more of a problem it becomes for him, because I think then You can't help but start to wear it emotionally. We could sit here and say, well, he's robotic and his approach is this. He's still a human being. And, you know, I don't know if his mind is cluttered right now and that's why he's scuffling. But the longer this goes on, the bigger problems he's going to have. And this is now going along with Pete Alonso coming back down to life. And this is the one thing I worried about. Like, yeah, I do think that Soto's going to certainly heat up here, but he's got to do it while Alonso has taken this ridiculous downturn. I mean, Pete.
It's not surprising, though.
It's not surprising, but it's still problematic. You know, Pete Alonso, right? It's not surprising for sure. But Pete Alonso, I'm just looking this up. In the month of, where's Petey at? I mean, I know the numbers are obvious. He's way below 300 now, and things are dropping. He's just become a very easy at bat. And the Mets lineup is.
Hey, it looks like Pete Alonso again. I'm not trying to. I mean,
well, yeah, I guess the last couple of years, Pete, the low average. I hear you.
Matter of fact, maybe even worse. He went the longest in his career without a home run.
Did you see that? Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
before he hit a big one against the Dodgers. But
yeah.
I'm not really worried about Pete because this is who he's going to be. Like the beginning of the season, Pete was an aberration. I'm sorry. Go ahead, finish up those numbers.
No, there. I was going to say he's hitting .231 in May, and it's been a very extended struggle here. And I think even more than Pete, because he's going to run into a bunch and he's going to have a hot streak at some point. Same with Lindor, who's a little bit down. You get to the point that, like, they were at a spot last night. Young came up, I think, with the bases juiced. I'm like, what are we doing here? And being between Vientos' issues and McNeil, nowhere near the hitter he was a couple of years ago with the batting title.
Alvarez.
Oh.
Nimmo. Think about all the guys when you talk about where they're at versus the expectation coming into the year.
Mm-hmm.
If Memorial Day is the first real benchmark.
Let's go through each player. Go through it.
Lindor.
You know, he's fine. He's a little cold now, but he's good.
He had a better start than anybody could have expected.
For sure.
So Lindor's fine. Nimmo?
I did not expect much from Nimmo at all. I like him, but I just don't think he's that good anymore.
But dude, he's been awful.
He's been terrible.
Like, I thought he was going to be an all-star this year. He's been awful. Vientos? Mm-hmm.
Bad. Bad. Way off.
He's been a zero.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been offensively and defensively.
Yeah.
Alonso?
Interesting. I mean, if you told me he was hitting .295 now, like, but the up and down nature of it is interesting, but he's fine.
Yeah. Again,
he's fine.
The expectations changed with him. I would have kind of expected this. How many homers do you have on the year?
Is it 14? I don't have. Hold on. What is he at? Does he have 14? I could be
I know
off.
He was on fire to start the year, but
Oh, no, he only has 10, huh? Yeah. My bad. All right, okay. 10. I thought he had a few more than that.
Anyway, so this is kind of what I expected for Pete. Maybe even a little bit better than I expected, but this is kind of what I expected. Soto?
Way off. Mm. Way off.
Alvarez?
Way off. I just don't know what kind of... Torrens is better, man.
Yeah, I know.
Torrens is a better player.
Now, again, the potential of Alvarez is, you know, the real appeal there.
That's the attraction.
But Torrens is a terrific player. Now, Beatty has made up for a little bit of those struggles.
Yeah. Acuña's been pretty good.
Acuña's good. Like, yeah. These guys. Here's the good news for the Mets. They're 33-21, a game and a half back, and nothing is clicking offensively for them. Juan Soto will get going. And now, may not be until next year. He will get going at some point. This year, next year, once he does, they will take off around him. He is the most integral part of their offense. So I'm not worried about him or their offense with runners in scoring position or their offense in general because of him. However, I do think they're going to probably need Vientos or Nimmo to do something in accordance with Soto. Like, let's say Alonso is here, where he is right now. Lindor, same thing. There'll be some ups and downs, but pretty much this is where they're going to sit. Oh, Soto will come way up. To get to another level, they're going to need either Vientos or Brandon Nimmo or a different bat. And ultimately, BT, I think the Mets are going to have to make a big trade for a number two hitter in their lineup.
Wow. Like a big trade.
Yeah, for a number two hitter. I don't think they need the
pitching. Any
pitching.
Names? Anybody
fine.
Got
no,
your eye on yet?
I don't have that guy yet.
What position? Outfield? Left
probably,
fielder?
Yeah, probably outfield. I'm good with Beatty at third.
Huh?
I'm good with Vientos at DH or whoever. If not Vientos, when Winker comes back or whatever, with Marte if they want to try him for a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But Vientos should be the primary DH. Beatty should be the primary third baseman. I love Acuña at second base. You want to give McNeil a little bit of run, whatever. I think they need an out. I think Nimmo's killing him.
Yeah.
Because Nimmo's not, I know he's made some nice plays. He looks like he's hobbled out there.
And doesn't look good. See the play yesterday? I was bouncing. I wasn't watching every pitch of the game. I'm like, I think I'm losing to the Whites.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Sox here. I wasn't sure. Was it 2 days ago or was it yesterday? There was a play in left center field where Nimmo was camped under it, clearly called for it, and Taylor's just like, nah, I got it.
No, I did not. I saw Soto and Taylor almost collide.
I didn't see that. No, it wasn't. Yeah, I didn't see that.
I don't know if that was Friday. When was that, Hoff? The Soto near collision. Was that Saturday, Friday?
I'm pretty sure that was Friday.
Okay, yeah. Where they almost
I didn't
collided.
See that.
Soto was under it. Taylor comes over the center fielder. I think Soto admitted afterwards saying that it was his bad, but I'm like, hey, get away from Soto here. Don't mess him up. Don't give him something else to be annoyed with here. But Taylor made the play. Anyway, I think the Mets need an outfielder who is going to be an impact bat atop the order. Split up. Because who's the perfect guy right now? We're going to try to force Vientos in there when he gets back fully healthy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lindor, Vientos, Soto, Alonso. If it's not Vientos and it's not Nimmo, they're going to need a bona fide two-hitter.
Okay. But I was going to say, if Alvarez could get his act together, you can have him DH a little bit and you can start Torrens.
Yeah, but then you're going to need to carry a third catcher.
That's true. Yeah, that is true.
And right now you can't justify it because he hasn't.
No, he is not. I don't know. I thought about maybe the Mets making a big trade. It looks like the pitching's gonna hold on a little bit. It's smoke and mirrors. Nah, I mean these guys are doing a pretty good job, But
Luis Robert Jr. was the name that I saw for the White Sox. There. Yeah, we go. I don't know if he's that answer, but they need the Mets will need a big bat.
What if they don't make a trade and Vientos doesn't wake up, but Soto? Let's say Vientos and Nimmo don't wake up significantly, but Soto goes bonkers.
I still think they need a big bat.
Yes, that's what I was getting at. Yeah, you still think they need a little more coverage. Pitching's it's not deep fine. Enough, the lineup.
Pitching will be better. Manaea, Montas come back. That makes him even better twofold because now you have more depth. Also, you get to go with a six-man rotation, which should help out.
Senga,
Holmes as well. Again, he's not used to being
a star. Holmes throwing a lot of pitches over the weekend. 1-0, whatever it was. That left him out there.
Hoff, what do you got here? You said you have a name?
I do have a name for you that could take over as like a Mets DH or something like that. Mauricio.
Oh, God. I like the whispering of Mauricio.
How was he doing in the minors?
Good. He was starting to rake as of late. Yeah. But he's not ready yet. Yeah, I'm not looking to go there. And by the way, where is he going to play? What's the position? I know you said DH there, Hoff. The Mets are going to have to make... Hey, look, I mean, trades are a part of baseball. Yankees are going to go make trades. Yankees are on top of the world right now, playing as well as anybody in the American League. But they're looking to upgrade their team.
Yep.
Like, I don't think it's crazy to say the Mets are going to need... Brandon Nimmo's not giving him anything. I like Nimmo. He's giving him nothing. The Mets are going to need to make a trade for a big bat. Where's it going to go? Either center field. It's not going to right field. It's not going to first base. Not going to catcher. Not going to second base. Not going to shortstop. Not going to third base. You do the math. It's either center field or left field. That's it. Those are the only two spots. The Mets need a legitimate bat in the outfield. That was a need early on. It's even more of a need right now.
Is Vogie still active?
BT and Sal on the Fan 80.
You get Darren Ruff again?
Come on.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.